Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Jolly, who's president of J&J Envision and also Templeton, and we're at the HD show in Las Vegas. David, good to see you. How you doing?
Just fine, Kemp. Good to see you.
Thanks for being on the show with us. Actually, I wanted to talk to you because this is somewhat of a debut for J&J. I know Templeton's been coming to the show for a long time, but you bought them about 6 months or so ago. You're here with a new presence and actually kind of a new look, right?
Correct. For those of us from J&J Industries, this really is our first time at HD, and we're real excited to be here with the Templeton purchase 6 months ago, and so we're out really trying to totally recreate what people have known from Templeton in the past. It's primarily been a guest rooms carpet. We're not going to abandon that market, but we're going to push more to do more public space. So we're showing a lot of carpet here today from our 3C machine, a lot of just beautiful, high-styled broadloom carpet, but we're also showing modular as well. And so it's just a totally new look for Templeton and the debut of J&J Templeton.
All right, well, let's whittle away at some of the things you just talked about. 3C for a minute. I mean, this is a Axminster look. It's a woven look, and there's a tapestry you have over here on this panel. It's unbelievable. It's got all kinds of different pile heights and different colorations, and I think you're the only one with a machine like this. Is that right?
That's correct. Card Monroe Company makes it. They call it a color point. We call it 3C for complete creative control, but we are the only ones that have a cut and loop version. A couple other manufacturers have all loop. So to give it the texture, they have to tip shear. We're able to do it all at one time on the machine. But it is a beautiful, beautiful piece of tufting equipment that creates a woven look, as you said. Looks like an Axminster. The beauty of it, it's also sort of like the old Tapestron CYP. But the beauty of this machine is we can do cut and loop. We can vary the loop pile height, so we have multi-pile levels. And we can go up to 8 colorways. So, again, it's just fabulous. Everyone that comes in, they think it's an Axminster. Then you get to tell them what it is, you get to talk about price points, and so it's obviously something that excites them a lot.
So, like you said a minute ago, Templeton was known for a long time for its rooms carpet, and, I mean, this beautiful look here is going to be more public space. So you really are just kind of broadening what Templeton was able to give to the market.
Absolutely. We're able to do that with a lot of the machinery we can bring to bear. And again, this investment, we're talking several million dollars for just this machine and its sample equipment, basically $3 million. So it's not an insignificant investment whatsoever, and that's the commitment that we have to move Templeton beyond just being a rooms carpet company.
And you've got Steve Hillis heading up this piece of this business, and so you've got a lot of good business experience. Another thing you're talking about is you're talking about modular tile. Talk a little bit about tile and the hospitality market.
Well, this market is obviously built around broadloom. And in the big scheme of the commercial carpet market, this is probably the last segment to embrace modular. But we believe it's coming. And it's a lot of education because this market is very, very concerned with upfront purchase cost. And when you get to tile, you really got to talk about a longer-term life cycle cost. But what we're trying to show people is don't be shocked by the per-yard price. Look at it in terms of how much material you're actually going to need. In many cases, as Steve's been out talking with people in the hospitality sector, when you go to tile, you can save 10, 15, even 20% in material. You just don't need as much. You got 8-foot quarter. You're not taking 12-foot carpet and cutting off 4 and throwing it away. So tile is very beneficial, not only in rooms, but in quarters and even in public space areas. So when you really look at your cost, they're not as expensive as it may seem on a per square yard basis. And one other thing, of course, when you get into the maintenance situations in rooms, whether it's wine spilled on the floor, or it's a hot iron or whatever it is, that room is not out of service. You're just popping up the one or two tiles that are affected and changing. And that's something that the housekeeping staff can often do.
Let me ask you this question, because you know, you and I who are in the business, we know that modular is constructed much differently. There's a lot more weight in the backing. And so to get that feel of what the hospitality market may be looking for, you don't quite need as much face weight. But a lot of these big hotel companies have a spec, you know, it's, I think it's 32 ounces for room and maybe 36 ounces. Do you see the industry moving down to a lower face weight with the modular business?
I do. Real similar, we were telling our agents here yesterday in a meeting, real similar to what we saw in the education market, K through 12, 10 years ago, 28 ounce spec. And today, more and more of that is modular, and people are doing 18, 20, 22-ounce products. That same thing, I think, will happen in hospitality, but it is an education. You're right. They are very wedded to 32 and 36-ounce specs, but you don't require that when you go to a modular platform. And most all of us in the modular business do have cushion modular tile that helps give it that same plush underfoot comfort.
Now, you have one other item you're talking about here. I know that for a while, this Krypton product, which is an innovative treatment that you do to carpet that makes it much more stain resistant, you're getting ready to pick up a license with that, and that's something you're going to be able to offer the market, right?
Absolutely. We just inked that deal with the folks at Krypton. We'll be coming out with a product later on this summer. We can do it on a custom basis now. Krypton just has an amazing following, especially in the healthcare arena and in hospitality. Now, we are only the second carpet company that will be making Krypton technology carpet available, but it really gives you a wonderful additional stain, bleach resist. It actually cross-links with the fiber, sort of forms a shield around the fiber. It doesn't allow the fiber to absorb moisture, so it cleans easier. You don't have to worry about odors getting caught in it at the same. So it's really a unique technology. It is a little more expensive. You know, with performance comes cost. And I think there's also a lot of room for it in that assisted living market, which is sort of that strange market that's between what might be considered traditional healthcare and hospitality. Both areas go after that market because a lot of times in assisted living, they're looking for hospitality, residential type styling, but they want healthcare performance. So really, Krypton covers the gamut between healthcare and hospitality.
Well, I think it speaks well for J&J that the Krypton tapped you because, you know, I know they like to stay with companies that will take their innovation and run with it. So let's talk about this. It's first day of the show. It's in the afternoon. How's the traffic been so far?
Traffic's been pretty good overall. You know, this market is still in a bit of a recession. I think more and more people are getting a little more excited about the future. Right now, it's heavily oriented toward refurbishment. Again, this business in hospitality, you can't keep putting things off year after year. And, you know, projects have been stopped in 08, 09, 10, 11. You got to make investment to keep people coming to your property. So we're starting to see more of those dollars being turned loose. So I think people are cautiously optimistic. We're still not seeing the new construction. But there's talk of projects that have been put on hold for a couple of years being brought back to the table. So I think we're very optimistic for this on a go-forward basis.
What if somebody is, you know, not familiar with you and they're listening to this and they're in the hospitality market, what would you say that the J&J Templeton fit is in the marketplace?
We're still overall, compared to the big market, we're a small company, but we have all the attributes of many of our larger competitors. All right, we have total control over all the manufacturing processes. Many people in this market, all they really do is tuft. They don't produce fiber, they don't back, we do all that. Plus we do modular. So I think we really bring a lot of flexibility, both from a design standpoint, performance standpoint, but then a total quality control that we can give them confidence that we're looking out for every piece of it. We still do a lot with other fiber producers. We work with a lot of different people, but again, we bring a lot of that large manufacturing flexibility into a smaller company that maybe is a little bit more flexible, a little easier to contact and work with.
Great, David. I appreciate you spending time with us. I hope you have a good rest of the show. I know that at Neocon, in less than a month from now, you're actually redoing your whole showroom, and you're going to have a whole new look there too, right?
Absolutely. We're looking real forward to showing the J&J Envision line and a lot of the new things we're doing at Neocon. Of course, that's the premier commercial event coming up in just about a month, and so we'll be very excited and look forward to seeing you there.
All right, David. Again, we've been talking to David Jolly, president of J&J Templeton at the HD show in Vegas, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.